Early in the morning, 20 miles south of PA, Joshua Lawrence Chamberlain awoke to a hot day. Just a year ago, he was a professor eminent, teaching rhetoric at Bowdoin, now a colonel of a regiment. Part of the 5th Corps, he led the 20th of Maine, 250 farmers, fishermen, loggers, now soldiers, well-trained. His aide told him news 2nd of Maine disbanded. Soon 120 mutineers he would be handed. They had seen too much death, and since they did enlist, these strong lumberjacks were famously feared for fierce fists. But they had seen enough, a dozen or more battles. Men were dazed, nerves completely rattled. Yet they were ordered to fight or die. He had orders to shoot them if they didn't comply. They arrived ragged, hungry, and extremely parched. But orders had been given. 20th Maine was to lead the march, for a battle monumental would be fought in the upcoming days. A ferocious fight was brewing somewhere in PA. There was little time to talk to these rugged men, no time to write his speech down in pen. He must trust his gut, his instinct, and insight. Speak from his heart, inspire them to fight. 34 years old, picturesque and tall, he spoke honestly, heeding the call. The choice was theirs, he made it very clear. Death from him, they should not fear. He spoke of liberty and justice for all, to free mankind from slavery's cruel jaws. Fight for a land where no one has to bow to royalty privilege judged only by know-how. And after all, they were from Maine, all brothers, and in the end they must fight for each other. His brother Tom told him of their changed sentiment. All but 6 would fight, adding 114 to their regiment. And so the men from Maine took the honorable lead on to PA, where thousands upon thousands would bleed.